Finally, the postseason is here for the New England Patriots as they take on the Tennessee Titans tomorrow night. And with more on that, we're joined on the phone by our friend Christopher Price of Boston Sports Journal. Chris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Rich. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing just great. And let's be honest, everybody's got to be happy to be talking about a game and get away from the Patriots version of Days of Our Lives.
Oh, my gracious. You ain't kidding. It's been way too long since we've had the focus on the X's and O's as opposed to the off-field stuff. So I'm just ready for some football. It should be an awful lot of fun. Saturday night, Gillette Stadium, ready to roll.
Well, yeah, and look, on paper, it looks like a pretty one-sided matchup, but certainly anything is possible, as we've seen. Heck, even if you've got a big lead, ask Andy Reid about that.
Yeah, and it's interesting you bring that up, because when, you know, Bill Belichick was asked a couple of times this week, and some of the players were asked as well, about the advantage that home field provides. Do you feel any more comfortable at home? Do you feel like, you know, your chances are better of pulling off a win when you're playing at Gillette Stadium as opposed to being on the road? And all they had to do was take a look at the Titans-Chiefs film. And, you know, the game in Kansas City, granted, it's another team, but the circumstances are the same. Home field didn't help out the Chiefs, and Bill Belichick and the rest of the veteran Patriots are saying, look, let's be honest, home field is not going to be the sole reason we come out as winners in this one either.
Well, they've certainly got some weapons. We've seen what Mariota can do. Heck, he can do what Tom Brady can't do. He can catch it after he throws it. He can do both of those things. But as you wrote at Boston Sports Journal, they'll borrow a tactic they used a couple of years ago and maybe utilize a spy.
Yeah, exactly. I think that they're going to, you know, the first and foremost, the absolute key in this one, if you're the Patriots defense, is slow down Mariota, slow down that running game, because that is, I don't want to say that's all they have, but that's their strength. When you get Mariota in the open field, when things start to break down, he can make plays with his feet. Derrick Henry has had a heck of a finish to the season so far as well. So you want to stack that line. You want to dare the youngster to beat you over the top to try and, you know, make him throw the ball. Really, get him in those second and long, third and long situations, make him throw the ball, and then rely on your secondary, rely on the likes of Devin McCourty, Stephon Gilmore, Malcolm Butler, those guys to work their magic.
And you also wrote, Chris, that what they do defensively might have an impact on how they use Patrick Chung.
Yeah, it really, the guy who is going to be one of the most important defensive players on Saturday night is going to be Patrick Chung, because Delanie Walker is their best receiver. Eric Decker's been up and down. They've had a couple other good performances out of a handful of other guys, but Delanie Walker is really their number one option in the passing game. Patrick Chung has done a very good job over the course of the 2017 season slowing opposing tight ends. He's going to play a huge role in bodying up Delanie Walker on Saturday night.
And is he maybe the number one guy that has to play well for them to shut down this Titans offense?
Yeah, I think so. I think also, too, it's absolutely key for the front seven guys, and I'm going to include, you know, the likes of James Harrison and Eric Lee and Malcolm Brown and Alan Branch. It's about containment. It's about gap discipline. And the edge guys don't want to get too far upfield when you're talking about rushing the quarterback, because then things start to break down. The pocket starts to break down. And then really that's where the danger comes in with Mariota. Mariota is very good, again, as we said before, making plays when things start to kind of fall apart a little bit. You want to keep him contained in the pocket. You want to make sure he isn't able to break loose and snap off some of that chunk yardage. So it's not just Chung, but that front seven is going to have a heck of a job containing this young quarterback and that running game as a whole.
We're talking with Christopher Price of Boston Sports Journal. On the offensive side of things, first of all, a good, healthy injury report this week. Is there a chance that we'll see Chris Hogan?
Yeah, I think there is a very good chance we'll see Chris Hogan. The Patriots had perfect attendance at practice for the first time on Thursday since late September. And so that's, you know, that's certainly a reason to be optimistic about their chances. They need a little bit of depth in the passing game. As you mentioned, Hogan, I think, is going to be very important to what they want to get done offensively. You know, you can really look across the board at some of those other guys that have been a little bit banged up at this, you know, the late stage of the season, James White, Danny Amendola. But Hogan is very, very important to their overall offensive game plan. Of course, last year he was the guy who kind of surprised some folks in the AFC Championship game. They're going to need every single one of those offensive guys, not so much this week against the Titans, but going forward, if they win, as we assume that they're going to, going forward next week against either the Jaguars or the Steelers.
Obviously, we start with Brady and you look at Gronk, but is there a guy in that backfield, maybe a Deion Lewis, that's going to pose especially difficult problems for the Titans defense?
I think all three backs, provided they are close to 100% or at 100%, are going to be difficult to contain in the passing game. According to Football Outsiders, the Titans are the worst team in the league when it comes to defending running backs in the passing game. And so I would look for a big night for the likes of James White, Deion Lewis, Rex Burkhead. Those guys have shown an ability to move the chains all year in the passing game. The first time in Patriots history, New England has had three backs with at least 30 carries and 30 catches. I think that they're going to play a major role in what the Patriots want to get done in the passing game, not just in the running game, but in the passing game as well on Saturday night.
Would it take a perfect game from Tennessee and some mistakes, turnovers for the Patriots, for this to go any other way than what we expect?
Yeah, it would take the game of Marcus Mariota's life, combined with someone that we're not necessarily seeing right now as a contributor, whether that's Eric Decker or someone else like that. They're also going to have to play well. And then the other thing, too, they're going to have to get the bounces. They're going to have to win that kind of intangibles battle, whether it's special teams, whether it's force a couple of turnovers. They're going to have some things go their way on Saturday night if they're going to have a chance of pulling off the upset in this thing. I completely agree with you.
Do you think it's a given that Pittsburgh is waiting for them next week?
Yeah, I do. Look, this is all kind of the opening act for the big concert that we're all waiting for down the road, just over a week from now. I think that Pittsburgh and the Patriots are far and away the two best teams in the AFC. We've seen it over the course of the 2017 season. It's no contest, and these are the two teams that should be playing for the AFC Championship come just over a week from tonight.
Chris, you've said that you think of the two coordinators, this might be the year that Matt Patricia lands a head coaching gig, maybe ahead of Josh McDaniels. Is part of that because maybe somewhere in the back of his mind, or maybe he's even been told, McDaniels thinks he'll end up being the successor to Bill Belichick when that day comes?
Well, that's a great question, isn't it? I mean, if it's, sooner rather than later, does Josh have some sort of handshake agreement to say, look, you'll be the guy when I end up leaving Foxborough? I don't know that to be the case right now. I do know that at this stage, Matt Patricia has a better shot at landing a head coaching gig than Josh McDaniels does for a couple of reasons. I think that Josh needs to be a little bit more discerning as opposed to Patricia, because as we all know, you don't get a whole lot of bite to the apple when you get your chance to be a head coach. And Patricia, going out on his own for the first time, I think there's an appeal there when it comes to Detroit, by the way. I don't know how much stock I put in the Giants' job. Patricia has a little bit more leeway because this is his first head coaching gig. I'm not saying that, he's going to have a lot more leeway, but I'm when it comes to really trying to figure out what job is best, I don't have a problem with Josh sitting and waiting. If I'm Josh McDaniels, I say, all right, I'm going to let it pass for another year. If there is no job out there that is absolutely dead solid perfect for me, those situations are a little bit different, at least as it exists right now for Matt Patricia.
And do you think part of it, too, is a change in the approach of teams, that they're looking for guys with that defensive background more than offensive guys, which has been the norm the last decade or so?
Yeah, I do. I agree. And, as we all know, the pendulum kind of swings back and forth and, the market kind of corrects itself over the course of time. I also think, too, the reason the Detroit thing, too, I think is a perfect fit for a couple of reasons. Bob Quinn is there. He has a background with him when Quinn was in New England, and so they could use that organizational shorthand to kind of get him up to speed sooner rather than later. I just think that, the combination of Patricia and Cooper working together in Detroit with a team that is on the cusp. They're not great, but they're kind of hovering around that 7-9, 9-7. And for them to be able to get to 11-5, I think that's a really good combination. That is a team right now that just needs a few tweaks, and they're certainly set up for success long-term.
Christopher Price, Boston Sports Journal, our second BSJ guy of the day. Brian Robb talking Celtics with us back in the 4 o'clock hour, and this thing just continues to grow and thrive. You're approaching now, was it almost to 7,100 subscribers?
Yeah, it's been a great, it really has been great. I mean, on a number of levels, Greg gives us so much journalistic leeway in terms of pursuing our own stories and kind of getting out there and getting after it. B-Rob has been great. It's been great working with Joey, Greg, Sean, the whole crew. We just want to be able to keep that momentum going into 2018. We have exceeded our expectations to this point. You know, we're over 7,000 subscribers just since late July. Really, the thing for me, Rich, and I know we've talked about this before, the response from subscribers for us, and for me in particular, I can speak in my experience, has been awe-inspiring. And the level of faith that they've placed in us to be able to go out and kind of get the job done and show people a little bit of a different viewpoint when it comes to the world of Boston sports, it's been a blast. And I just want to be able to keep that going, keep that momentum going for everyone going into 2018 and beyond.
Well, we keep saying it. It's the best bargain out there in sports, getting a subscription to Boston Sports Journal, and people still buying copies of your terrific book as well.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad you mentioned that. Drive for Five, the remarkable run of the 2016 Patriots, is available on Amazon as well as fine bookstores everywhere.
Chris, always great to talk with you. Thanks for making time for us this afternoon. Enjoy the game tomorrow night, and we'll check in with you again as the playoffs proceed.
Sounds good, Rich. Take care, and we'll talk soon.